Leviticus 25 and verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." And this is Pastor Wynn Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. And I want to welcome you today to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. And Noah and I were talking a while back about broadcast versus a program versus a show. This is a broadcast, and Price is Right is a show or a program. When you have a show or a program, that implies some form of entertainment or fiction. But a broadcast, that's a good way to describe what the radio does, like casting a broad net. And you just don't know how many fish are out there, but you hope to bring some in. So a broadcast, this is a radio broadcast, and we appreciate you listening in today. It's true, it's not fictional, and that's sort of along the lines of what we're going to be talking about today. I was listening last Saturday to a talk radio station. We were traveling home from vacation, and there was a very famous talk radio personality on there, not a Christian radio station, and I don't think he might be a profess to be a Christian or might not, I don't know, but anyway, I was listening. He's very popular, very conservative. If I mentioned his name, you would know who I was talking about. But the more I listened, the more I got the impression that that was a show, that I was being told a story, that it was there for entertainment. But today I want to talk about the subject of fiction. That's what I'm going to talk about today, fiction. The Bible has something to say about that. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4 says, "And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." And that word fables there, it means that which is a tale or fiction. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But first of all, before we get started, I want to say how much I appreciate Brother Kyle Austin filling in for us last week. We were on vacation. He came and did the radio broadcast, talked about revival. I listened to it. I got a blessing out of it. And my, how we need revival in this day and time. Brother Kyle, he is a member of Mount Lebanon, and he heads up the Collegians for Christ ministry. That is his ministry. That is what him and his family, what they do. And it's a great ministry locally. They're in the process of branching out, helping other churches get a college ministry started in their town. So if you are listening in and you are close to the college campus or within reaching distance at your church, and like us a few years ago, we thought, my, that's a mission field in our doorstep. What could we do? And the Lord sent Brother Kyle and Sister Amanda our way. And they're getting ready to launch out by faith and help other churches get started. They're going to continue to do what they're doing here, but they have a burden and a desire to help other churches. So if you're a pastor and you are listening in and you would like to know how you could reach out to your college community, you get in touch with us. We'll get you in touch with Brother Kyle. Or you can, they have a website, cfcboone.com. That's a great ministry, and we appreciate Brother Kyle and their heart for the things of God. Well, we want to say good morning to everybody, and want to say good morning to Noah. We've just got to see each other a few seconds before we came in here, but good morning, Noah. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be here this morning, and we want to say welcome to all our listeners here. We do appreciate our listeners here on Blessings of Liberty. We appreciate those who listen in right here on AM 1450 WATA, those who listen in on AM 690 WZAP out of Bristol, Virginia, and also on KBGT 89.1 FM, The Truth, out of Watertown, South Dakota.
We do appreciate our listeners, and we say that every week, but mm-hmm. We really do. You know, if we didn't have any listeners, well, it'd just be me and you, but
that's why we say it every week.
That's right.
Appreciate it.
Because we are thankful for the opportunity, and we hope you get something out of it. And so I've already said I wanted to talk about or look at in the Bible the subject of fiction. I've just had that one thought on my mind. I thought about it last week, this week already. I've been thinking about today's radio broadcast, and I've just had that thought. Sometimes you just get a word, you think, you know, I ought to spend some time and think about that. And I've been thinking about the subject of fiction, and I got to looking in the Bible, different verses, different words in the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and chapter number 4 is talking about the last days. Well, I really believe we are living in the last days. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." I believe we're living in those last days, those perilous times. And I was looking over this scripture again today. Verses 1 through 5, I counted 20 characteristics describing mankind in the last days. Actually, in verses 2 through 5. And every time there's a comma, I counted. There's 20 descriptions of mankind in the latter days. And we could spend weeks pointing out, but if you know anything about the day and time in which we live, you don't have to look far to see the evidence of what Paul is talking about in verses 2 through 5. For verse 2 says, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves." Who do people love more than they love anybody or anything? Well, they love themselves first. It's a very selfish time we live in. "Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, wanting something that's not theirs, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." This describes mankind in the last days. Now, I have always believed that the Bible is true. There's never been a time in my life when I didn't believe in God. I didn't believe in Jesus Christ. I was taken to church 9 months before I ever entered into this world, and then I was taken to church my whole life. I've been in church my whole life. I've always believed the Bible. I've always believed in God. I've always believed in Jesus Christ. There's never a time in my life where I would have said, "I don't believe that." But the more I study the Bible, the more I see that the Bible is true. What I mean by that, not just because I was raised that way, not just because somebody told me that the Bible is true, but from years and years of studying and reading the Bible, as I study and read the Bible, I say to myself many, many times, "Wow, God's Word is true. Boy, the Bible is right concerning that." You know, I could say, I'll give you another illustration of what I'm trying to say. I could tell you today, I could say, "Well, I believe in Gone with the Wind." You know, that's a book, and then later on made into a movie. I could say, "Well, I believe in Gone with the Wind. I've heard of it. I know a little bit about it. I know a very little bit about it. Civil War times, I think right after the Civil War, there's a man and a woman." And, you know, I could say I believe in it, but I've never read the book. I've never seen the movie. Well, that's how some people believe the Bible. They say, "Oh, yeah, I believe the Bible." "You believe the Bible's true?" "Yes, I believe the Bible's true." But they've never read it. They've never studied it. They don't know very much about it. But if you ever take Bible study seriously, and I'm not talking about reading commentaries, reading what other people have said about the Bible. I'm not talking about being critical of the Bible. Some people come to the Bible and they say, "Well, that says that, but it doesn't really mean that." I'm not talking about that kind of fictitious Bible study. I'm talking about Psalms 119 verse 18 Bible study, where David said, "Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." If you ever look at the Bible like that, you will be amazed. And the more I study the Bible, the more amazed I am. And here in 2 Timothy, Paul is describing, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the spiritual condition of the last days. We had those 20 characteristics in verses 1 through 5 in chapter 3. We could spend weeks, as I've already said, in these chapters, but I'm going to skip on over to chapter 4, verse 3. He said, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." And that last phrase is what I want to look at today. It said they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And that Greek word fables, it means a tale that is fiction. And so that's where we're talking about fiction today, fables. Paul said in the last days they'll turn away for their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables, which is fiction. The word fiction, if you look it up in the Webster's 1828 dictionary, it's the act of feigning something, inventing something, or imagining something. The Oxford Dictionary of the English language gave this definition: something that is invented or untrue. That's what fiction is, something that is invented or untrue. And it gave an example. It says, a belief or statement which is false but is often held to be true because it is expedient to do so. And it said, the notion of the country being a democracy is a polite fiction. I thought that was interesting that it used that example of fiction. The notion of the country being a democracy is a polite fiction. You hear a lot of politicians talking about democracy and our democracy in America, but America is not a democracy. America is a republic. Many of us growing up in school, and even some children today, they'll say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. Not the democracy, but the republic. So fiction is something that is invented or imaginary or made up. The New Oxford Dictionary said that fiction was invention or fabrication as opposed to fact. And so that's what Paul is talking about here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables, or shall be turned unto fiction. They'd rather have fiction than they would fact. Paul says there come a time where fiction or fables will be more acceptable than fact or truth. That's the day and time in which we live. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Isn't that interesting? We could go back into chapter number 3, verse number 13, and read that verse. It's along the same lines, talking about the last days. And Paul said, in these last days, perilous times shall come. We have 20 characteristics of how men are going to be, men and women, children will be in the last days. And he said in verse number 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. These last days that you and I live in, if you have not noticed, the overwhelming characteristic is one of deception. In fact, I was checking the news this morning on the internet, and I usually look at a few different websites to get my news. I get the newspaper, and then I look at some different websites. Well, there was an advertisement for a book that's coming out. And it said, and here I am getting ready. I'm already studied. I'm ready to come to the radio station. I'm just checking the headlines. And right at the top of the page, it was the Drudge Report news website that I was looking at. And it was a advertisement for a book. And it said this. It says, the truth is, you're being lied to. and it was advertising a book, and I think the name of the book was Deception, or The Deception, something like that. There's so much deception. There are so many lies that are out there today. It's just, you cannot tell when you're being told the truth and when you're being told a lie. That is evidence that we're living in the last days, that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. People say, oh, things are getting better. Well, not according to the Bible, not if you believe the Bible. The Bible said things wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So even the deceivers are being deceived. Boy, that's bad. That's rough when the deceivers are being deceived. That characterizes the last days in which we live. Now, I will say this. There have always been fictional stories. In fact, I like to read to my daughter. We read Aesop's Fables all the time. Those are good, old stories, fictional stories with a moral. And so I'm not saying all fiction is bad. There's always been fiction. There's always been fables. There's always been stories and tales and things of that nature. But there has never been a time like the day and time in which we live. We live in a day where fiction is the new reality. People would rather deal in the realm of fiction than they would in the realm of reality. You can, if you find somebody that actually knows what is going on in the world, knows a little bit about the news, then that is a odd person. You can ask somebody, what do you think about what's going on in Syria? I don't know. I've not been keeping up with it. What do you think about this man, Snowden, that he's been, he exposed the NSA for tracking, and the government is keeping track of all your phone calls. What do you think about that? I don't know. I haven't been keeping up. I hadn't heard anything about it. But you ask them about Uncle Si on Duck Dynasty, and boy, everybody knows about that, or the latest fad or phase on Facebook or something like that. We live in a day where fiction is the new reality. And a good example of that would be reality TV. That in the past several years, I don't know, 10, 15, something like that, reality TV. That's what they call it. But you do understand that reality television is actually fictional. It is invented. It is made up. There would be no such thing as reality TV unless somebody was being recorded and didn't know it. But you know as well as I do, in this reality TV business, they're not there in the morning when they get out of the bed, and they don't know it. It's made up. It's fictional. All of it is fictional. It is an invention. It is a fabrication, and people love it. People love it. That is at the top of the ratings. Reality television and all kinds of different stories and families and shows about people and their business. I mean, at reality TV, you don't have to be an actor to be on TV anymore. A lot of reality television series, and people love it. They eat it up. But it seems to me that large doses of fiction, fantasy, fables, whether it's reality TV or regular movies, television shows. I mean, if you're addicted to the Hallmark Channel, that is being addicted to that which is fictional. That's not real life. That is a story. That's made up. If you're addicted to soap operas, you watch some people, buddy, they wouldn't miss their soap opera if it meant it wouldn't matter. You know, they're going to watch that. They are addicted to that. Or it could be sci-fi. Look at all the science fiction things that people are enthused about. And, you know, they can't even come up with any new superheroes anymore. It's Superman and Batman and same old things for the past 45, 50 years. And people are just consumed with these fictional things. Your fictional fix could be Fox News, or MSNBC News. You see, all that is a reality-based programming that is geared to impress or seduce a certain mindset. If you are conservative and you're on the right, well, boy, you're going to watch Fox News, and boy, what they say on Fox News and what Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and all those fellas say, well, that they're right. Well, if you're left-leaning, you're going to watch MSNBC or CBS or CNN and you know what they say and what, but you know, it's all invented. It's programmed to preach a certain message, to get across a certain line. It's not reality. News is propaganda in our day and time. Most news, most big networks are propaganda. It's leaning one way or the other. Your fictional dose could come through Facebook or some other type of social networking that you have to be on there and see what everybody else is saying and doing and putting on there. These large doses of fables are like drugs. Now, Paul said, in the last days, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Large doses of fables, large doses of fiction are just like drugs. You don't shoot them into your veins, you don't drink it, and it's absorbed into your blood system, like bloodstream, like alcohol, but it does the same thing. It alters people's minds. It alters the way that they think. And people use large doses of fiction. And I'll say again, I'm not opposed to a little bit of fiction, a little bit of rest for your mind, but these large doses, people are addicted to these things. They use them to cope with and escape the reality, the real world, just like people use drugs, just like people use alcohol. Well, there's a lot of things we could say along these lines, but it would do not have time to go on and on about it, but there's reasons why people prefer fiction to reality. There's a lot of reasons we could look at. For one thing, I think it's just easier. You know, we could say, well, it's a conspiracy and the devil's behind all of it and things like that, and I'm sure there's something to that. The Bible says that the devil is the prince and the power of the air of this present world, but you know, one reason that people are so inclined to be addicted to fictional things is because it's just easier. It's easier to live a substitute life through Facebook or the Kardashians, and I do not watch that, but I know it's a reality TV show, or the Robertsons, Duck Dynasty. A lot of people in church are watching Duck Dynasty. They'd say, well, I wouldn't watch that other stuff, but now I like Duck Dynasty, and I like the Robertson family, and people watch this fiction, and they are addicted to these fictional things, and they say, boy, those people are messed up. Well, that's easier to do that than it is to look at our own life and our own family and say, boy, I'm messed up. If people did that, they may have to work on their own life. They may have to address some problems that they have in their own life. They may have to, oh my goodness, they may have to get some help from the Lord. They may have to see that they're doing things wrong. They need to change the way they're doing things. And so it's easier just to live your life through the eyes of others. But God has not called us to live our lives through the eyes of others. He has called us to live our lives in the real world, not in this fictitional fantasy world that people live in. It's easier as a nation. It's easier for people that are concerned. You might say, well, that stuff doesn't appeal to me. I don't watch that. But, you know, it's easier if we got a little more serious about it. It's easier for people to listen to the news, to listen to what I'm not picking on Sean Hannity. That just comes to my mind. Oh, what he says, or what Rush Limbaugh says, or what Glenn Beck says, or what Bill O'Reilly says, or somebody like that, or somebody on the left, on the other side. Listen to these political talking heads about what's going on in Washington and with the economy and immigration and security and fighting terrorism. It's easier to listen to what other people say and think that some Republican or some Democrat superhero is going to come along and save us, than to accept the reality that they do not exist. And every election cycle, that is what is promoted by the news. Oh, this person, they've got the answers. You know what? That's a lie. That's a fiction. The American people have heard those lies over and over. Oh, if you'd elect me, I've got the answer. I'm going to do something. I'm going to change the way things are. Those type of people do not exist within the Republican and the Democrat parties. If there is any saving to be done in America, it'll be not from the top down, but it'll be just like it was before. It will start with we the people. It's easy to sit on our tails and watch and hope that somebody's going to ride in on a white horse and just fix everything and change it. But you know what? That's never, never, never going to happen. If there's any saving going to be done in our nation, it'll have to start with we the people. And I'll go further than that. It'll have to start with God's people. First Peter talks about that judgment must begin at the house of God. It's got to start with, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. I hope I did not misquote that, but 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14. Read it over there for yourselves. The good guys are not going to ride in and save us. It is just not going to happen. And so it's fictional to believe that. If anything good is done, God's people, we the people, going to have to get it done. Politicians are not going to get it done. Spiritually speaking, it is easier to believe religious fables. A lot of people believe fiction concerning the Bible, fiction concerning Christ, fiction concerning salvation. Well, if I'm a good person, and my good outweighs my bad, then when I die, I'll go to heaven. You know what? You won't find that in the Bible. It's better to accept the truth of God's Word. You know what the Bible says? Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody's a sinner. Everybody, religious people, non-religious people, good people, bad people, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there's good news. Romans 5:8 said, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's not a fictional story. That's true. Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, came, died upon the cross, was buried, and rose again the third day. Well, Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Honestly, this morning, have you fallen for the drug of fiction in your life? Are you addicted to a false reality? Paul said, in the last days they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. What are you basing your life upon? Is it a fable or is it a fact? Is it a story or is it a reality? God has called us to reality. I'm glad for that. Well, the Word of God is right, if we believe it or accept it or not. I appreciate you listening in today. Noah's going to come, give the contact information, pray for us, pray for our nation, that God might help us in these last days.
You've been listening to Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wynn Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. It's located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, our church information, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's MTLEBANONBC.org.